Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the 23rd consecutive live Thanksgiving Day program. Yes, that's right. It's Thanksgiving Day in 2019 in America. If you're an American, you're celebrating Thanksgiving, and I've done the show live every week, every year since 1997. So I'm glad you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me, and I appreciate it very much. And today's all about Thanksgiving. It's all about being thankful. Every guest, we've got three guests on the show today besides me, and all the rest of the show is going to be with a guest, so you'll be glad for that. But right now, it's just the two of us. I got some things I want to talk about. I want to tell you a story. This is a really sweet story. It's a really important story, and it's the one I'm sticking to. So when the 17th century dawned, cause and effect was merging two parallel universes. In the old world, in Europe, a group of laden separatists were making decisions that would put them on a circuitous journey. Meanwhile, in the new world, over here in what we now call America, a man-child named Tisquantum was born to the Patuxet tribe of the Wampanoag Indians. You get that? Patuxet tribe of the Wampanoag Indians. Both the separatists and Tisquantum, the separatists in Europe and Tisquantum in the New World, both of them became very important to the future of mankind. But not before their lives would change and intertwine in ways not to be imagined by the inhabitants of either world. In search of religious freedom, the separatists crisscrossed Europe and then the Atlantic Ocean. They literally were run, because of their religious beliefs, they were run out of more than one country. But on their odyssey, these unlikely explorers would steal their convictions, which would prove handy when they got to the New World. Incredibly, twice as a hostage and later as an interpreter, Tisquantum crossed the Atlantic six times. This American Indian, Tisquantum, crossed the Atlantic in his life six times. Have you been across the Atlantic six times? This was, 17th century. On his odyssey, this unlikely world traveler learned old world languages, English and Spanish. And all that, combined with his new world survival skills, would contribute to his rendezvous with destiny. During their journeys, as he crossed the Atlantic six times and as the laden separatists crossed the Atlantic one time, both of them experienced a name change. The laden separatists became known as the Pilgrims. We now call them the Pilgrims. And Tisquantum became known as Squanto. His name was changed to Squanto. And as the Pilgrims prepared their first Atlantic crossing, Squanto was making his last, his sixth and his last, almost at the same time. Arriving back in his birthplace in 1619, Squanto made the shocking discovery that his entire family and village had been wiped out by a 1617 epidemic. It was huge. It's in the history books. You can read about it. On the day after Christmas, 1620, with the Mayflower Compact in hand, I'll talk about that in a minute, the Pilgrims came ashore at what is now Massachusetts. They named their new home Plymouth after the English city where their voyage originated. Remember, you've heard of Plymouth Rock? Have you ever been there? I've been there. If you ever get a chance to go see the Plymouth Rock, it's there. It's right there. It's roped off now. I went there when you could still walk out on it, but anyway, Plymouth Rock is right there where they came ashore. Well, they came ashore on that same place where Squanto's family had been wiped out. The Pilgrim's first winter in the New World was brutal. Less than half of the 120 Hutu colonists survived to spring. Less than half of those. Then on March 16th, an Indian named Somerset walked up to the Pilgrims and said, "Hello, English." Very soon, talking to them, he realized that these sad-looking folks needed help from someone who spoke better English. So as the two universes finally converged, cause and effect met humanity. When Somerset brought Squanto to meet the English. In one of the great moments in the annals of serendipity, it turns out that the Pilgrims had established, as I said, they established Plymouth on the very spot of Squanto's ill-fated village. Think of that, folks. You heard what I said. Serendipity. The Pilgrims landed on Squanto, the only man maybe in the whole continent who could speak their language well. They landed on the place where he had grown up. How about that? Well, Squanto spent the rest of 1621 befriending the Pilgrims and teaching them how to survive in the New World. History reports that his contribution to them was critical to the survival of these important American forebears. We know they're important, right? Because look at what sprung from that exploration, from them landing in what we now call Massachusetts. The United States basically was given birth largely from that, so much of that, which I'll talk about in a little bit. So when the courage and convictions of one group of individuals converge with the humanity of two others, Squanto and Somerset, when those two groups converge, something special happened. A critical part of the foundation of the most benevolent nation in history was born. That's why this week we give thanks for the contribution of these individuals, Somerset, Squanto, and the Pilgrims. And we give thanks for the blessings that followed that meeting and accrue to you and me 398 years later, almost 400 years later, where you and I are still benefiting from when those two unlikely universes collided. Individuals, this is what I want you to remember, folks. Individuals demonstrating the best traits of humanity can make a difference. And you can do it too. If Somerset and Squanto can do it, you can do it too. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.